Josh, I guess twofold, what have the last few days been like for you, and how much of a relief is it to get to yesterday and get the deal done?
They've been long. Definitely feels like an eternity the last number of days, but just super excited that get back on the ice today, and the business side's all in the past, and I can just get back to doing what I do best is, you know, play hockey. So I'm excited to be back and be back with my teammates, and I'm ready to go. Well, you know, I think, you know, both sides, obviously Jets had a lot going on this summer. So I think for me, it's you know, we maybe got a later start on getting things going. And, you know, I think it just, you know, felt like it was the best move for both sides at this time. And, you know, I love playing here. I love being a Jet. I hope that I can be here for a long term in the future and you know, going forward. But at this time, with everything that's going on, and all things being taken into account, I think it was the best for both sides right now.
What about the 2-year bridge makes it the best move?
You know, I think it's just timing. I mean, obviously, for both sides, I think timing is the big one in all of this. And you know, again, everything's kind of come together quickly, to be quite honest, and amicably. I think we had a great chat the other day. My agent and myself and Chevy, Larry, and Chipper, and just kind of outlined sort of what the future looks like, and so it went great, and like I said, I'm just really happy to be back at the rink again.
Can you give us an idea of what some of the sticking points were that had it drag out as long as it did?
I mean, you know, I think at the end of the day, I talked about it before, and Paul and Chevy and everyone's talked about it as well. I mean, it's been a busy summer for the Jets. You know, you look at the timeline, there's a lot of stuff that had to get done throughout this summer. And, you know, when you're a UFA, July 1 is a big date. If you have arb rights, you know, all of a sudden your arbitration date becomes a big date. And for me, being in my situation as an RFA, you know, without any of that other stuff, it just kind of, you know, I guess training camp is sort of the big date. And so a lot of the things, you know, sort of get pushed along. And so, like I said, I think, you know, because of all of the things going on, we really kind of had a later start at things. But, you know, this whole process over the last few weeks has gone really smooth and you know, has been the same goal from both sides. And so, like I said, I'm just happy, really happy to be back at the rink and talking to you guys and you know, getting ready to go on the ice today.
Does it give you an opportunity, Josh, too, over the course of the next 2 years to play, to improve yourself, to maybe win with this club and really bank on the next deal?
I mean, again, I think for myself, it's just, you know, there's a lot of excitement about our team, excitement about this year, excitement about the future. Yeah, it's something that, like I said, it was a good fit at this time. You know, we welcome being here in the long term, and that was never the issue of not wanting to do something like that. It was just the way that it worked out. So, yeah, I'm excited about this year, the future we have here. Last year was a huge year for us, and obviously there's a lot of excitement in our room, in the city, and everything like that, which, you know, we'll have to match that excitement and those expectations with hard work and sort of getting back to the grind of what got us to be in the position we were last year. But yeah, really excited about the future here.
You skate with a lot of these guys right up until Wednesday, I think, and then all of a sudden you kind of separate from them. What was that like on the psyche?
Tough. I mean, really, really tough. You know, there's nothing more than I want you know, to be with the guys on the ice, you know, in the room. You know, I talked to Buff a little bit. One silver lining is no fitness testing so far. So that was, I guess, a silver lining. But who knows, maybe I'll have to get that done anyways. But it was tough. It was a tough few days. And like I said, it felt like an eternity over the weekend. And it's just nice. Definitely a big weight sort of off your shoulders when it's finally, you know, done and you can just get back to, again, playing hockey and being here with, you know, my teammates.
Josh, I don't think it's a secret. I've heard players say it to me before, but, you know, goals and assists lead to dollars in contracts. So given the two-year window that you have now, is that, do you see that as an opportunity to potentially flash what the offensive side of your game that you've talked about slowly bringing along at the NHL level? Is this an opportunity to do that, to potentially put you in a good position for your next contract?
You know, I think at the end of the day, one of the first conversations I had with my agent at the start of the summer after last season was, like, my goal is to try and be the best player I can. And at the end of the day, it's a long road to get to that point, and every year you're trying to improve. So I do feel like, you know, maybe the offensive side is the side of my game that I can continue to improve on and continue to build. But I'm trying to build all aspects of my game and get better at everything. So, like I said, I have, you know, huge goals for myself and that I want to try and reach. And I guess as a player, all you can do throughout your career is try and, you know, become the best player you can be. And at the end of the day, when you're done, look back and say that you kind of left no stones unturned or anything in your pursuit of trying to be the best player you can. And obviously on the flip side of that, winning right now and in the next few years is huge on our, at least mine, and I know our team's radar. So yeah, that's something that I'm just trying to improve my game all the time in all aspects and try and keep going along that line.
Josh, how much time did you spend looking at some of the other guys around the NHL that were in a similar boat, and then Hanif and Sines and other guys like that? How much attention were you paying, and what do you think that had any factor in maybe ending up the logjam, getting some guys signed?
Yeah, I definitely was paying attention to things that were going on. I mean, again, I'd definitely be lying if I told you that you weren't thinking about this stuff all the time throughout the summer when you're in that situation. It's just natural. But yeah, you know, specifically a few of those guys I've played with quite a bit, you know, World Juniors and Hockey Canada stuff and things in the past, and I'm pretty good friends with those guys. So yeah, it's you know, it's all part of the process, and obviously it's something that you're paying attention to for sure in your own in respect to yourself, but also, you know, for your friends that are in the same situation. So yeah, definitely paying attention to it.
Josh, on a couple days, were you on the ice and somewhere else in the city, or?
Yeah, I work with Adam Oates this summer. I started skating with him, and obviously he works with a few players on our team, so I was able to skate with him here one day over the weekend. And you know, it's nice to get back on the ice and stay sharp. But yeah, it's like I said, I'm excited just to get back on the ice with the guys and get rolling.
Josh, on the personal side of signing a contract, I mean, you're a young guy, and this is a multi-million dollar contract. Is this an opportunity for you, maybe even to help out your parents or Jake, or do you think of it that way at all?
Well, you know, I mean, I think it's pretty easy to get lost in all of the, you know, the talk throughout signing and you know, what this looks like or what that looks like and all of those things. But for me, you know, I think as soon as I signed yesterday and talked to my family and stuff like that, you know, it's pretty exciting. And at the same time, I think about, you know, how I've improved over the last few years and where my game has come from in 2 years where, you know, again, 2 years ago at camp, we were sitting here talking if I was going to make the team and how that looked like. So the last couple of seasons have been an absolute, you know, whirlwind and have been a lot of fun. And so, you know, to be in the situation now is pretty exciting. And you know, it's definitely a privilege, you know, to be in a situation like this and very grateful to be, you know, like I said, have the opportunities that I've had to get to this point.
Who's the first guy you heard from, Josh, across the organization, other than the insiders that knew? But did you hear from some teammates right away?
Yeah, I was actually watching football. We were obviously our fantasy football year is going on pretty a couple weeks in now. So I was watching it with Wheels and Scheif and Copper. So they knew right away and kind of gave me the big hugs and stuff like that and whatnot. But yeah, those guys and obviously. That's what makes it special. That's what is great about a team sport, and that's why I love playing here, because we have such a close group of guys and great friends and teammates to play with and compete with all the time. So it was pretty cool to be with those guys when I got the news, and then obviously talking to your family you know, those people close to you, it's always it was a pretty cool day as well.
What do you think will be ready to go in terms of game action? Have you been working out all summer, obviously?
Am I playing tonight?
I don't think
so. I mean, hopefully right away. Obviously, like I said a whole bunch of times now, I'm just excited to get on the ice. I mean, you know, obviously it's been it weighs on you for sure. You know, it feels like once it's signed, it's a weight off your shoulders. So yeah, I'm just excited to get out there, kind of get back to what I love to do, and just feel like, I know when I'm on the ice, it's just the best place to be. So hopefully right away. You know, I haven't had a chance to talk to Paul yet about what that looks like, but, yeah, hopefully right away here.